USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time this week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of Saturday's launch being canceled. Escaping hydrogen caused the first scrub on Monday. No word on when NASA might try again. After Tuesday, a two-week launch blackout period will kick in. If extensive fuel leak repairs are required, the capsule could be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar, which would delay the flight until October. In northern Mississippi, a pilot that had threatened to crash his plane into a Walmart has landed on the ground safely. Authorities in Tupelo posted to Facebook that the plane started circling at around 5 a.m. Saturday. They believe that the beach craft was stolen. The pilot, Corey Wayne Patterson, works at the airport, had a few flight lessons, but didn't have a pilot's license. He's in custody and facing charges. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Biden administration wants Congress to approve an arms deal worth more than $1 billion to Taiwan in the wake of increased tensions with China over the island's status. The State Department already approved three separate deals proposed on Friday. If approved by Congress, the three sales will send contractor logistics support for Taiwan's surveillance radar program, along with missiles and related equipment. A spokesperson for the State Department says the U.S. being able to provide defense weapons to Taiwan quickly is essential to the island's security. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. His reforms have been credited for ending the Cold War, and he precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, which he called the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Notably absent from the funeral, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who claimed to be too busy to attend. Gorbachev died on Tuesday at the age of 91. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Texas began sending migrants that have crossed the southern border to Chicago this week. A bus with 75 of them arrived in the second city. Previous bus destinations included New York and Washington, D.C., and it looks like more bus trips are on the way.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's policy of busing illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities has drawn intense criticism from their mayors. However, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News he expects his state to continue the practice.
I would not be surprised to see him send people to other cities to give them just a touch of what Texas and Arizona have to deal with every day. It's really just a touch. It's nothing like what we actually have to deal with, since we're getting about 5,000 a day.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Back in the Lone Star State, at least 9 migrants were found dead in the Rio Grande after dozens attempted to cross near Eagle Pass, Texas. Border Patrol made the discovery Thursday while responding to a large group of people trying to cross the river after days of heavy rain that resulted in swift currents. 37 others from the river were rescued by American crews. Mexican authorities took 39 migrants into custody. Michigan officials are looking into how a voting machine wound up for sale on eBay. The voter assist terminal is used to help voters mark their ballot. It's often used by those with disabilities. The machine went missing from Colfax Township. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.